Basil McRae from NI21 joining us. Basil, we're pushed for time this morning. Do you think the First Minister should resign?
Well, I don't think he's going to get those letters rescinded. That would be the first point. I think that's why he's changing his position. And the OTR issue is entirely consistent with the Belfast Agreement. What's been unfortunate is that people haven't explained that to the population at large.
What do you mean?
Well, this is what the Belfast Agreement said, is that we are going to be dealing with letting those that were in prison out if they'd served 2 years. There was an issue about drawing a line under the past and moving forward. And I will say that I was at that policing board meeting. I was a member of the policing board at the time when the matter was brought forward. And it is quite clear that there was a process that went through that said, where there is no evidence, you cannot have a prosecution. And I just think that people are being misleading here when they say that the matter was not discussed and people were not aware of it.
Basil, just to be clear, did you know letters were being issued?
The word letter was never mentioned, but it is quite explicit in the meetings. And remember, we have pre-meetings before the public meetings as well, where things were talked, you know, where you get a more in-depth briefing. You know, that's standard practice in the policing board.
Okay, and this is really important. Are you saying that when you were sitting on the policing board, that you knew there was a process and you knew that on the runs were being told, some of them were being told, they would not be prosecuted?
It's actually quoted, and people miss this. Drew Harris says, it is very good of all of these people to put their hands up to crimes that we have never heard of and people we have never been aware of as well. The issue about being innocent until proven guilty stands in this country. You cannot put to people things that you do not know about. Most of the evidence was non-existent. I'll quote you another thing. It says we are going back a long time, and some of them over 30 years, and we have no cases. We have nothing to put to people. So the real problem in this is it was discussed in the policing board. It's certainly discussed in other areas. But what is really disappointing is that these were not brought front and central and explained to the people. This is what we have to do to get peace in our country. This is what you signed up for. This is the Belfast Good Friday Agreement.
So what is your take on the DUP's position that they didn't know?
Well, I would find it really, really strange if they didn't know. Certainly, Tom Buchanan and others were present and asked those questions and had the opportunity to follow up if they wanted to do so. And I personally am aware of situations, of cases, very distressing cases, where people whose... Okay.
Basil, what you're saying this morning is clearly very significant. And I know you're pushed for time, but maybe you can stay with us just for another minute or two after the news. It's 1 minute past 10. It's a special Nolan programme this morning where we're dedicating the whole show to this one story, that the First Minister of Northern Ireland, Peter Robinson, will resign if letters sent to on the runs in this country are not rescinded. And the British government, it is my understanding, the British government are trying to pull some type of response together today. Peter Robinson will make a statement to the Assembly tomorrow. And it'll be very interesting to see what is in that statement. And he has said what is in that statement will be dependent on what the British government does over the next 24 hours or so. May very well be a very significant contribution from Basil McRae this morning, the leader of NI21, who is saying that he sat on the policing board and he knew, and there were DUP people sitting with him, and he can't understand if he knew or they did not. Basil, for clarity, spell out exactly what you knew.
Well, just to be clear, there was no mention of letters, the specific word letters, but there are two meetings that happen in the policing board. There's the public meeting, which you are talking about with the minutes now that go out, but there is a pre-meeting where we talk in confidence about matters beforehand. We tend to talk about difficult issues. And I can say quite categorically, even from the public meeting minutes, that the process about what would be required for on the runs was outlined, that there is the standard evidential test and that many of those people that were putting had put their hands up, as it were not known to the police, and the crimes were not known to the police, and therefore there was no way that you could do anything other than say, there's nothing there. And so I will say to you, I think it is extremely unlikely, in fact impossible, for the government to rescind those letters to the majority. I will also say, on another point, that I am aware, I'm sure other elected representatives are aware of similar things, of people who have suffered loss in our community, whose loved ones were murdered, and where the proponents of those murders were known, and they were given a royal prerogative of clemency. I pursued those cases. We could not get any explanation as to why they were given or whatever, but I was certainly aware that it did happen.
And how were you aware? Who told you it happened?
The HET, we went through it in terms of the historical inquiries team, looking at a particular case, looking at what happened to two particular individuals, and being told that they had been given a royal prerogative and that there was nothing to be done. So all I can tell you is that I knew it was going on, and if I'm the only elected representative in Northern Ireland that did, well, then that's a very strange situation to be in. Let me be quite clear. When you were dealing with the issue of OTRs, it was a very hot topic at the time. It was discussed. We were given the legal process upon which things were moving forward. And if people did not follow it up at the time, then I'm really surprised that they didn't do that. But certainly the minutes are there in public, and there were other discussions.
So why do you think the First Minister is incandescent with rage?
Well, either he didn't know, or he's worried about the backlash about it coming out. I have to say that I personally think that one of the great failings in all of this peace process, and I've written about it, you know, at some length, is this use of Tony Blair's constructive ambiguity, where we were not open and honest with the people and telling them this is what it meant, because there were an awful lot of very difficult decisions that had to be made, not least of which was to let out people that had been convicted of murder and heinous crimes after 2 years. But that's the decision that the greater number of people of Northern Ireland took to go forward. That was what the Belfast Good Friday Agreement was. And people are now in a situation where they now want to go back and rewrite it. But I can tell you, the position that's put forward is consistent with what was agreed in the Belfast Agreement. What is not good is that people try to pretend that they didn't know, or it didn't happen, or somehow we would never have agreed to that. That's not the case.
Okay.
People did know, and that's the situation that they need to explain to the people.
Basil McRae, thank you very much indeed.